an enduring craft. Over the past few decades, the art of portraiture has become more accessible. Francis Bell, an RP member who has been painting portraits for over 20 years, says her clientele now includes newlyweds, young professionals, and parents wanting to leave behind a tangible heirloom. Institutional portraits of CEOs, lawyers, chancellors, and the like still account for a big portion of the market. That portraiture remains popular is both a rejection of the zeitgeist and, paradoxically, a natural extension of it. It is a slow process that can take countless hours over many sittings, and that is precisely why it is appealing. Everyone interviewed emphasized the intimacy of the sitting process. Two people breathing the same air, in the same room, and looking at each other for hours. You're there with your model, and it's like a triangular conversation, where the third point of the triangle is the thing you're making, says Anthony Connolly, president of the Royal Society of Portrait Painters. The connection goes both ways. For the painter, it's an act of seeing. For the sitter, it's an act of being seen. It's a bonding experience, an art form that no algorithm can ever replicate. A portrait, a partnership. Claudia Fisher, an American who moved to the UK around the beginning of the pandemic, was not allowed to divulge the cost of her painting. Having never owned a piece of art before, the cost was one giant gulp, she says, but she has no regrets. After a multifaceted career as an opera singer and a classical architecture designer, she turned to fashion and runs a label called Bell Brummel, which makes luxury jackets inspired by 18th and 19th century British couture. Fisher wanted her portrait to act as a marketing tool for her designs. I've always loved the idea of getting a portrait done because I had vision of myself being in a gorgeous dress, she says. It wasn't about immortalizing me. I just wanted a pretty dress. Vocabulary focus. Elite. Squash. Intertwine. Heirloom. Divulge. Multifaceted. Immortalize.